thin line between classical sounding playing and then Spanish flamenco kind of playing. So, but that's not what we're going to talk about in this video. What I'd like to chat with you about is the difference between practicing something that initially seems easy. So you begin to, let me just put on these again. You begin to practice legato, for instance, and it's quite easy on an electric, not on an acoustic. But because when you do it, it seems like there's nothing to it on an electric. And then, but then gradually later, we grow dissatisfied with legato because it doesn't really sound loud enough and it doesn't sound convincing. And that's just because we haven't practiced it like a technique of its own, where we have to do hammer-ons and we have to do pull-offs with really force. So the brain just goes to this place where, as I said, where it actually just frets the notes without picking them. And that's not convincing. And the same thing happens, or some of the same things happens, when we look at the two techniques we haven't really looked at yet, which is sweep picking and economy picking. And these two techniques are really not techniques as such. It's just how do you go from string to string? That's really it. Because in economy picking, you still do alternate picking. But when you go from string to string, instead of going strictly up and down and say, if you come from a downstroke on one string, then you must go for the upstroke when you shift strings. That's alternate picking. But in economy picking, if you end the note you're playing on the B string with a downstroke, then why not just sweep over with a downstroke to the next string? That's economy picking. And called economy picking because you're using less energy, you might say, to do it. It sounds different. It sounds more fluent. Than alternate picking, which is more sweep picking there, which is more better for doing the right accents, having triplets or quadruplets and really making things stand out, while economy picking is more fluent. But what happens is when we practice sweep picking and economy picking is that this way of change or going from string to string seems easy because we're just doing this. And that's not too hard, but it's as hard almost as alternate picking, as going with alternate pick strokes from string to string. But we don't see that because we can get results pretty fast. We can get, for instance, in sweep picking an arpeggio. We can get results, or we can come to the place where it sounds almost right by trying to just strum the strings and then go back again and then hoping for the fingers to be relatively in sync, or the two hands. And sometimes that happens for us and we go, oh, I was almost there. And that's where the sad thing happens, because what that creates in the brain is a belief that if I just find the right kind of way to do it, then bam, I can do it like that. If I just find the right kind of whatever technique, it's a technique really, to do it, rather than having to practice going from string to string in this way, like I would with alternate picking. Because with alternate picking, you don't get results unless you can do it. Then you can of course fake it and do all sorts of unsynchronized and weird sounding stuff, but that's a bit harder with alternate picking than it is with sweep picking. So that's really the trick that this plays on our mind, and that's the most important point to drive home is that you really need to look at both legato and economy picking and sweep picking as individual techniques that you need to master, and you need to practice them with the same consistency and with the same kind of passion as alternate picking, you need to go from string to string with a metronome. For instance, in sweep picking, you have to go. You have to perform each pick stroke like it was alternate picking and not try to go for that kind of stuff. You can do that when you play with the guys or you're on stage. You do whatever you want, whatever works for you, whatever. You'd use all the cheats in the world. But if you want to get to the point where you really feel proud of your technique and where you really feel you have total control over it, so it's not like, oh, you're wobbling around, losing balance every now and then when you have to play fast or have to play stuff like that, because you will never get satisfied with that. What you'll get satisfied with is treating it like alternate picking. You sit down with the metronome, go da 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 da, completely with total precision, total synchronization between these two hands. And when you have it down on this level, then you can sit, go in front of the TV, and then sit down and go with an unplugged electric guitar, and then just go up and down endlessly, up and down, working this, training your body to do it, getting in the millions of repetitions. And you'll find, if you're used to faking it on some level, I don't think any guitarist who's into shred has not been trying to fake it at some point. But if you're on stage or you're playing with the guys and you really want to do that sweep and you're used to doing something that's just approximately there, but you don't really feel good about doing it, but you do it because it sounds good, at least pretty fairly good, then you will find that the more you sit down and do this exercise over and over again, day after day, week after week, the better you become at faking it, weirdly enough. So if you've been doing this all weekend, watching sitcoms, hanging out with your friends or talking to your kids or whatever, if you've been doing that for hours, then once you get and you try to fake it again, you will feel an added sense of control right there. And the same thing with alternate picking. I never practice alternate picking fast, never, because there's no need to, and there's no point in it. It doesn't make me better. What makes me better at playing alternate picking fast is practicing it slow. So I know that if there's something I'm having just a little bit of trouble with, and I then sit down and just spend 2 to 3 hours just going, just going like that at a tempo I can manage where it's completely accurate and controlled, then when I have to play the piece or the music that where I have to play it, I just feel more in control. I just feel better and I'm using less focus and less energy to perform the lick. I might still be, not entirely there yet. I might still be faking it or just hoping that it will come out right, but each time I go slow and focused and with precision and just keep on doing that for hours, then each time I do that, I feel more in control. So it's not that you can never fake it or you can never go. I know that Sean Lane, for instance, he had great success with just faking everything in the beginning, and then he just cleaned it up later, as he said. So he really went for just the crazy stuff and tried to make it sound like he could do it. And then he cleaned it up later and became very accurate. But so it's not like, why wouldn't you not fake it if it sounds approximately right and people like to listen to it? But then go home and practice it at a slow pace, or not slower than you can play it, of course. You wouldn't brush your teeth any slower than you can do it. You would just do it at the maximum speed level where you can just comfortably do it accurately and well. And the same thing with this. But you want to get to the point where you just feel completely in control. And then just test and see. Take out a day, a Sunday, and then practice 2 hours at a time, then take a long break, then practice 2 hours again throughout the day, and then test the next morning after you've been sleeping and your brain has had a chance to just digest all the repetitions you put in there, and then just try it. See how fast you can play it, and then feel the added sense of control. This really works. In fact, it's the only thing that works. I messed up my elbow trying to get there faster, but there's no way of getting there faster. Yes, you can get there faster, you can become very good at faking it, but you'll never get that satisfaction from being in control. And that's really what this is all about. Being in control will allow you to play real music and to focus on that and have these fast bursts of notes. And if you're faking it, you have to get in gear. You have to, you know, change your technique to get there. Okay, now I'm doing this fast run. And then you do whatever it is that you do and put stress and strain on muscles that aren't even supposed to have that kind of strain and stress on them. And that's, of course, to some degree, all right if you just need to get the job done, but it will never be satisfying, really deeply satisfying, because you won't be able to really blend fast notes with slow notes and go just from whatever you're playing to. And you won't be able to. To go from sweep picking to alternate picking to economy picking and back and forth. That kind of ability, that kind of power really comes from just accepting that you'll never be done working at this. It will never be over. You'll just always be practicing technique, because once you reach the skill level you want to be at, then that's just another level that you want to get to. And there's some other challenges that you want to look into. There's just unending amount of challenges and stuff you can do on the fretboard, so it never ends. So becoming good, becoming one of the best in the world at picking and using your left hand is really a matter of accepting the kind of stuff you need to do to get there and to just keep getting better. And then just accepting that instead of, I want to get to that point, which is okay. It's okay to have that drive to get to another place. But just accept that I'm always going to do that. I'm always going to sit in front of the, when I'm 50 years old, 55, 60, 70, I'm also going to sit in front of the TV doing picking exercises. Or whatever it is that I'm practicing, because it just never ends. And just raise your level each and every week. Just take another step, just go up the ladder. And if you do it right, then you will surely arrive at a higher level, because for each repetition you do, you will become better. If that repetition is done with the relative correct technique, and you're not stressing and straining, but you're accurate and you don't make mistakes, because if you make mistakes, that's what you're going to become good at. We're not going to do much close-ups here, but because there's nothing to really have a close-up on, because it's the same technique you use for every technique. But let's just talk a bit about economy picking, because that's the same as sweep picking, or because you're just playing more notes on each string. So instead of going from string to string using alternate picking, where you strictly go up and down alternating between the two, you go up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, 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 down, 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 on each string. And a really good exercise to practice economy picking, and you might go, I don't want to learn economy picking, it's not as good as alternate picking. There's no good or, it doesn't exist in music, it's just different. So, it sounds different than alternate picking, so you can just decide to once in a while just play around with economy picking. And a nice little exercise that I've been doing a lot is just playing six notes down, three notes on each string. Can be any pattern. In this case, I'm using the 13th, the 12th, and the 10th fret on both the B and the E string up here. And then I play down the six notes, beginning in the 13th to the 12th to the 10th, on each to the 10th, on each of the strings. So it's up, down, up, up, down, up on each string. And the whole lesson here, the whole thing to focus on is getting that string shift right. And getting it right means playing it perfectly in time. And I mean perfectly. You shouldn't be able to hear that you're going. If there's just a little of that, good. Because it's so easy to go. It's so easy to go from string to string like that. That you might do it faster than the alternate picking stuff you're doing on each string. And that's really the art of it, really. And you might say, it's hard. I've been practicing that for 1 month now, and it's still hard to get that in time. That's because you just need to do it more, and you need to do it in time. If you play like this, and doing the string shift faster, then your brain is just going to listen and say, okay, that's what we're going to learn. I'm learning. Okay, we do the string shift faster than, okay, that's all right. He did it again. Okay, we get that. Yeah, I got that too. And each day you become better and better at doing the wrong thing and getting what you don't want. So really focus on, and try to do it with alternate picking to just compare. And then economy picking. You can't really continue like that with economy picking, because economy picking is dependent on how many notes you have on each string. So it's a little weird that way. When you do alternate picking, it doesn't matter how many notes you have on each string. You just shift strings with whatever pick stroke is the next one up. So with economy picking, you have to have an uneven amount of notes on each string. So you play 3-1-3-1-3, or you play 3-3-3 all the way from string to string. You can't play 2-2, for instance, because if I go up, down, then I have a downstroke now. Doesn't fit, because I need an upstroke to change strings. So if you play two notes per string, you can only do that with alternate picking, really, or any other technique. But if you use economy picking, you have to have an uneven number of notes on each string. So I go down, I play six notes, up, down, up, up, down, up on these two strings. And then I go down one position. We could be in the key of A minor here. Surprise, surprise. And now I play in the 8th, the 10th, and the 12th fret on each string, on the B and E string. And I go down, up, down, down, up, down. Starting with the downstroke, shifting strings with a downstroke, and then I go to the other position again and going up, down, up, up, down. So it sounds like this. And notice my right hand is doing this. And you just have fun with it. And even if you are not particularly into economy picking yet, it doesn't hurt to just spend 2 minutes once in a while just practicing, and again, at a level where you can do it perfectly. Do not make mistakes. And mistakes in economy picking is having an uneven amount of time in between each note. That's really a big mistake, because that's exactly what you're practicing when you practice sweep picking and economy picking. It's that string shift. It's easy to do, but it's harder to do, or it takes more time, more practice to do it rhythmically with the amount of time you want in between the notes. It's easy to go, or just a big movement with your big muscles here. But to go controlled with your wrist here, instead of with the arm, is something entirely different. So I go just six notes down, six notes up, and then you go back and forth. And anyone who's been playing using alternate picking and then begins to sense that maybe I could become good at economy picking, then the economy picking thing just seems so relaxed and fluent. It seems almost like once you get a hang of it, it seems really, it's really, really a good match for alternate picking, because you get this, it's like flowing notes instead of, which is, alternate picking is awesome. it's really, really great. Both of the, these techniques are really great. But it, when you can do economy picking and alternate picking, and most people say, no, alternate picking is great, and sweep picking is also great, so I want to learn these two techniques. But then economy picking is just a crossover half-breed between alternate picking and sweep picking. So if you're practicing sweep picking, then you're practicing going from string to string with a sweep, which is economy picking. And economy picking fits sweep picking magically. So that's really the whole thing. Instead of watching it or seeing it as economy picking and sweep picking, you should just go, it's just a matter of shifting strings in two ways, either up and down with the next alternate movement, or just following the thing, the movement you're already in. So you go down. If your pick is going down and you're shifting strings anyway, then why not go down? And what happens then is that you can develop this hybrid technique of just using whatever sound you like. So sometimes I use alternate picking to go from string to string. And sometimes I use economy picking, depending on what I'm playing. Oh, sorry. And sometimes I use hammer-ons and pull-offs. And it's really more a matter of sound and emotion, feeling, than it's a matter of whether or not I need the technique to produce the notes. Legato cannot fix, or hammer-ons and pull-offs cannot fix the whole thing on an acoustic. So that's really not the only technique you want to master. You want to get into alternate picking and economy picking and sweep picking as well. So just practice all of them. And for instance, a good example here is if you have diminished arpeggio, let's just stay in the key of A minor, and you have a diminished arpeggio here from the Phrygian sharp third. And if you take those diminished arpeggio and put in scale notes on, for instance, here we have a note in the 7th fret and one in the 4th fret, but we have an A there in the 5th fret within. So let's just take the diminished arpeggio first. We have the 7th and the 4th. And then on the B string, we have a note in the 6th fret right there. And then we have the exact same type of note, so in the same frets on the G string in the 7th and the 4th. So 7th, 4th on the E string and the G string. And then 6th fret on the B string. Let's just take that little shape. But you can put a scale note in between here. So you have a note in the 5th fret. Now you have three notes on the E string, then you just preserve that note, that one lonely note there on the B string, and then you have three notes on the G string as well, because we're going to put in that C there in the 5th fret on the G string. So now you have the exact same again configuration of notes on the E string. It's just 4, 5 and 7, and 4, 5 and 7 on the G string, and then that 6th note there. Now you have a, instead of having two notes, one note and two notes, you have 3-1-3. And try to play that with sweep picking or economy picking, whatever you want to call it, because now we have this kind of strange shape that could be a sweep picking shape, but we have three notes here, which then turns it into kind of an economy picking thing when I go. And so there's no sweep picking economy picking anymore, it's just going from string to string sweeping, really. And then you have this that people who are in the modal mastery program knows very well. This kind of thing that you can do, and it's not economy picking, and it's not really sweep picking, it's both. I'm just going to play that slowly. Maybe do a little tab for you there, so you can figure it out. I'm just going to play it slowly. And then return again. It's so small, so it's okay just to check out the tabs and see what I'm doing. And the cool thing about this is there's no alternate picking going from string to string. It's just sweeping across the strings. And therefore, it becomes And if you can do this, anyone who does sweep picking would say, "Hey, that's a cool lick. I want to do that." And how do you do that? And as he's practicing that, he's actually practicing economy picking. So please consider these two techniques to be the same. Just focus on how do I go from string to string, and then practice alternating between up and down, and then just going from string to string with the sweep. Then you can always choose what sounds the best. You can go from alternate picking to economy, whatever. It's two different concepts, really, but in reality, it's just how do you go from string to string? And then you can mix both alternate picking and economy picking, play four notes, that or six notes, for instance. I just used economy picking and alternate picking there. Because economy picking works really well for that little part. And then alternate picking works good for the other one, which is kind of that sound and not so fluent. So I'm going to shut up now, but I hope you get my drift here. Point one, when you practice these techniques that seems easier than alternate picking, then please remember they are, I would say, a little bit easier, true, but they still require you to do an enormous amount of practice. And don't go, ugh, enormous amount of practice sound. No, it's not ugh, because we do this all our lives. Just commit to being outstanding, commit to being excellent, and commit to just developing all your life instead of having this, which is also good, which instead of having this, I'm going to arrive so I can be that person who can do this. And because when you get to that point, if you're into music and you still want to grow, then of course you're just going to continue, so it never ends. So if you can just let that rest just a little bit, it's good to have that ambition to, I want to get there, I want to play like him, I want to be that fast. That's great. But just see if you can just say, okay, I'm going to do this all my life, so I'm just going to do it every day, like I'm eating, like I'm brushing my teeth. I'm a guitarist and I'm good and I'm going to be better all the freaking time. So this is just what I do. I just become better each week, each month, each year. I just grow and grow and grow and grow. And I have more and more fun playing because I can do more and more things. That's really the attitude that's going to get you there, because if you're too focused on the goal, oh, I gotta get there, and then everything you do just becomes, oh, I have to do the work, I've gotta do this, it's tedious, it's boring, because I need to get there. And then you don't see that it's actually not boring, you're programming your brain here, and watching funny sitcoms while you do it. And it's like creating your own presence, really. That's how I feel, how I always felt when I was practicing. That other people have to go do stuff they don't like at work. At least that's how I saw it. They have to go do work. They have to go be a teacher at a public school, which was the worst thing I could imagine back then. And not that that's whatever, you know, how you look at the world when you're a kid, you just, you know, and or you have to do construction work, or you have to do whatever, boring desk jobs, and so that you can finally get something, and now I have to sit and practice so I can get something, and that's really, it's going to mess up your life, because instead of really looking at, you're programming yourself and you're creating your own presence. Instead of going to have to go and make money to buy presents, you can just sit and create your own free presence. People just watch sitcoms without doing anything. You are creating stuff that no one can buy for cash. It's impossible. You have to put in the work. And the work is not work. The work is really fun because it's passionate and it's something very special. And for the rest of your life, people are going to go, oh, I wish I could play guitar like that. Oh, I always wanted to play guitar like that. Oh, I wish I've started earlier. And they don't. So, and you're going to have something very special that you can't buy for money. And each and every single freaking week you practice, you're going to get more of that. More of what other people envy. Just having a special skill. Being able to express yourself with other stuff than just talking through an instrument. Play beautiful stuff where people go, oh, I want that so bad. But they can't, because it really requires this mindset of, I'm just going to get better each and every single day. So that's it. So whenever you struggle with economy picking or sweep picking, think, oh, there must be something I'm doing wrong. No, there's nothing you're doing wrong. If your bone is anchored this place and your pick is where we talked about it should be, and you have this flexibility and you're picking with your hand and not your fingers doing stuff like that, but your hand is just doing like that, simple movement. If that's what's going on and you're practicing at a tempo you can manage, then you are doing it right and you are going to get there as long as you don't make mistakes all the time. It just takes a while, that's all. But you're going to get better. And you don't see that if you don't measure your progress. That is so important. Measure, measure, measure all the time. Use the metronome so that you can see your progress, because you never measured how well you were at brushing your teeth, because it feels the same every time, as I said. So if you don't measure, you're just going to become better, but it's going to feel like you're not getting better because it doesn't feel fast. Because it feels slow, because you're just playing the same thing and you have the same amount of control, and it just feels, well, I'm still in control. We imagine that playing fast is, whoa, turbo, but it's not. It just feels slow when you do it right. That's just, it just feels like, it's the same thing. It's just a conditioned response of the muscles that is really, really, it's one of the easiest things to do in the world, because you have to do it a lot of times. And if you follow the simple principles, and more importantly, follow the simple principle of not making mistakes and use the right kind of muscles to perform the movement, then you will get there. There's no question about it. And now I'm going to shut up and leave you to go to the next video and look at something else. So thank you very much for watching. See you in a second.